the Chassam Sofer in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos. So this was in the year Tavkuf Samech Gimel, right? Chassam Sofer is always broken down by the year. So on Tavkuf Samech Gimel, the Chassam Sofer wrote on Pirkei Avos, and he springs a Dover Nifla that he heard from Moir V'Rabbi Agoyin HaChosid, Bal HaFla, Hashem Yishmireyu V'Chayeyu. So the HaFla was still alive at that point. The HaFla was Nifter in Tavkuf Samech. So this was Karuv V'Samech L'Misasai. But the HaFla was still alive, and the Chassam Sofer writes in his Pinkus something that he heard from his Grace Rebbe, that the Hafla said, what does it mean? Altiu kavodim hamishamshin esarav amanasa kabel pras. What's that word pras? Pras. So he said, a pras always means a part, right? A prusa, your pyres, the chala. It means a piece. So the Hafla said that there's something called schar mitzvah. What is schar mitzvah? So pashit is like a fixed amount of schar that you get for every mitzvah that you do. The Hafla said it's not necessarily the way it's going to be. And really, a person himself can determine what his schar mitzvah is going to be. The chshivas you give for a mitzvah, that will dictate on some level what your schar is going to be. So for example, a person is willing to do a mitzvah, but if it comes with an invoice, maybe not. Whatever invoice you're willing to pay for that mitzvah, you're basically designating what that mitzvah is worth to you. And whatever you determine it's worth to you, that's what your schar is going to be. But if you say, I'll do a mitzvah, but not if it comes at a certain expense, well, you basically limited what the schar of that mitzvah is going to be. You're not going to get more than that. So the HaFla teach, Altiu kavodim amishamshen asarav amanasa kabel pras. Don't be oved Hashem in a way where when you're going to come up to Shemayim, you're going to find out that you're only getting a prusa, a chelik of what the mitzvah is really worth because you showed a lack of chshivos. Altiu kavodim amishamshen asarav shloi amanasa kabel pras. Don't be surprised one day you're going to go up to Shemayim, you're going to find that you only got a prusa of the mitzvah. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. The truth is, this diak that Chassam Sofer brings that he heard from his Rebbe the HaFla, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Pirish on Ovis Lechem Shemayim, he was mechavin to the diak. He says a different pshat. But also, what's the Lashon Pras? And he says, Pras is Miloshon Prusa. And he taich did Rabbi Yaakov Emden that when the Mishnah said, Altiu kavodim amishamshin asarav amanasa kabel pras, a very big chiddush, if you never heard this. He said it means amanasa kabel pras ba'ilu mazah. But if you want to be mishamish asarav amanasa kabel pras ba'ilu mazah, he said that's already a whole different Indian. Meaning, a person shouldn't say, I'm going to serve Hashem so like this, I'll have it good in this world. Because in this world, the Eibishte has chishboinus. There's a tzaddik v'raloi, there's a rosh v'toivloi. He says there's gilgulim, there's a lot of different chishboinus that go into what a person's fate is going to be in this world. And altiu kavodim amishamshin asarav amanasa kabel pras. So what's pras? Pras again is prusa. Because you would think that I want my ikaschar to be an oilam haba. Nobody wants to give up his oilam haba. But give me chabreko, give me a prusa, a little something on this world. It's like this. I'll get a little something. Altiu kavodim amishamshin asarav amanasa kabel pras. He says very poetically that a person could sometimes dive into the Eibush and say, listen, I understand the schar mitzvah by Amalekah. My real schar is going to be in the next world. Give me a deposit, right? Just give me 5%. Give me 10%. And the rest, noos, I'll have a little less in the next world. But like this, at this world, I'm going to have. Don't be mishamish asarav amanas, even to be makabel a prus on this world. It's not the way it works. And besides, yofa kairos ruach ma'olam haba mikol hanois olam hazeh, that's not the mahalach. But shneim nischavnu l'diyuk echad, and that is pras miloshnen prusa.